Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Fond du Lac motorcyclists received what are described as serious injuries after a crash Monday evening in Eagle River. Law enforcement is reporting the crash at the intersection of West Wall Street and Bridge Street about 8:15 p.m. A 66-year-old man from Fond du Lac was headed south and turned. He collided with a car driven by a 27-year-old Eagle River man. The motorcyclist hit the front of the vehicle and was thrown over the car and onto the road. No injuries were reported in the car. The motorcyclist was taken by air ambulance to a Spiros Wausau hospital. Names not released. Wisconsin Public Service is proposing a $1,000 rebate for customers thinking about the switch to an electric vehicle to help offset the cost of installing a charging station in their home. Matt Cullen with WPS says the number of electric vehicles on the road is set to grow significantly over the next decade, but charging stations are not nearly as widespread.
Having a dedicated charger that you can plug your vehicle into each and every night to be able to, you know, recharge the battery completely, again, makes it more convenient to operate that electric vehicle.
Cullen says the proposal would also give WPS some insight into electric vehicle charging patterns.
Going to be charging them through the overnight hours? Are they going to need to charge them at other times of the day? Is our system ready to handle this increased demand from electric vehicles? Are there additional steps that we need to take?
He says the charger would come with its own meter, and if customers are charging at night, a special rate would also apply.
And what time of use rates do is they provide customers with a lower rate when they use energy during times of less demand, and typically that occurs during the overnight hours.
Wisconsin Public Service Commission still needs to approve the rebate. If so, Cullen expects the credit to be available to customers beginning in 2021. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission's board is voting today on a new $1.1 million grant program. The money would be earmarked for increasing election security. Every municipality and county can apply for up to $1,200 to make security upgrades. The money can be used for buying new computers, upgrading out-of-date operating systems, or paying for technical support. Wisconsin is spending the money to get ready for the 2020 presidential election. And you can expect to see a lot of construction work going on at Wisconsin airports in the coming months. The Federal Aviation Administration is set to award more than $50 million in federal grants to state airports. The money is aimed at repairing and upgrading infrastructure. Airports will submit a list of needs, and if the cost of a capital project exceeds the funds available, the FAA has some discretionary money to supplement the grants and get the work completed. And the Wisconsin Domestic Violence Homicide Report shows 47 people lost their lives last year. 39 of them were victims of domestic violence homicides, and the other 8 committed or attempted homicides, then killed themselves. Firearms were used in 65% of the 2018 cases, despite the fact that nearly 30% of the perpetrators were legally prohibited from owning a gun. The group End Domestic Violence Abuse Wisconsin says 37% of the victims were killed when they were trying to leave the relationship after it had ended. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to be mostly sunny with a high near 73, maybe some gusty winds. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 54. Chance of rain is around 90%. And then Wednesday, some morning showers, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 63. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, low 43. Thursday sunny, high near 60. And then rain again likely Thursday night into Friday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.